Take your Bibles this morning, please, and turn to the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 15 this morning. I'll read aloud as you read along silently from our passage in Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 24. Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 24. Please stand to your feet in honor of the Word of God, if you're able this morning, as we read the Word of God together this morning. Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 24, as you're finding your place. And if you'd find verse 11 of Luke chapter 15. And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would have fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, and when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to the servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they begin to be merry. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the word of God in this great passage. God, use it today to help us. I pray you'd anoint our pastor with thy Holy Spirit for that task. Use him to help us here in this auditorium and on the internet. God, do a work in our lives. And Father, if there's someone in this room or on the internet this morning that does not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, I pray they'd settle it before they leave or turn off the video today. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
As you're being seated this morning, listen very carefully, would you? Do you see yourself in this parable? Jesus taught 51 parables in his time on this earth. 51. To me, none greater than this one. We call it the parable of the prodigal son. Man has two sons. One of them comes to his father, the younger one. Says, Father, give me the inheritance I have coming to me. And he divided them his living. And not many days after, he went to a far country. If you know this parable at all, you know what happens. While he is spending his substance, a famine arises. And while the famine arises that he's not paying attention to, his substance depletes. When he hits the bottom and is broke, the famine is in full force. And now he was... From the parable, he was a young man raised in farming community, raised on a ranch, a farm with his dad and his older brother, so he knew how to work. But there was a famine, and he went to a local farmer, and the farmer said, all I can give you is to live with my pigs, feed them and eat what they eat. That's all he could do. While he's in the pig pen, he's thinking about himself, he's thinking about his life. He's thinking about how he got where he was. He's thinking about what he lost. And the Bible says he came to himself. It's like the light came on. And he said, you know what? I need to go home. But more importantly, he said, I need to go back to my father. And he rises and he leaves the pig pen. Doesn't take time to bathe. Doesn't take time to change clothes. Just starts his journey home. While he was yet a great way off, his father sees him, runs and falls on his neck and welcomes his son home. My question about the prodigal son this morning is this. Not are you the prodigal? My question is this. Which one are you? Which prodigal son are you today? Are you the prodigal that left the father's house not really knowing what was in the far country, but thinking that you take your time? Hey, you made some choices and you made some decisions, and those decisions took you to the far country. You found out in that far country that for a while things were okay, but after a while, your substance depleted. You found that that decision, those choices you made, took you to a far country, and it took more from you than you had. And while in this far country, you wind up losing everything, as it were. Oh, he's still got his life, and he's still all right there, but this prodigal, he winds up in the hog pen, and in the hog pen, the Bible says, he came to himself. He woke up, a revelational moment. And when he wakes up, people, this prodigal says, I know what I need to do. Hey, he doesn't go to his friends, those he parted with. Remember now, it says in this parable that no man gave unto him. Now, if you're a party man and you've got party money and you've got party friends, when you don't have any money, you don't have any party and you don't have any friends. But he didn't think about his friends. He didn't even think about his finances. All he could remember was that in the father's house, even the servants had it better than the way he was living. And the Bible said he came to himself and said, I will arise and go unto my father. And I'm going to tell him I'm sorry, I was wrong. And just ask if I could just live in the servants' quarters. That's all. He wasn't looking for sonship. He was just looking to make his life right. Hey. He wasn't looking to do any deals. He was looking to make it right with God, his Father. And when he's yet a great way off, the Father sees him. Did he know his son's footfall, the way that he walked? Did he step out every day and look on the horizon, hoping that day he would see his son? And when he sees a small figure way out in the distance, does his hope rise? Because the Father says, is this my boy coming home now? Is this the one that left me? Is he coming back now? And the Bible says when he was yet a great way off, as soon as the father knew it was him, for sure, the father ran to meet the son and fell on his neck and kissed him and embraced him. And the son pushed back and said, Dad, I was wrong. Father, I was wrong. And I've sinned. If you'll just let me live in the servant's quarters, I'll be happy just to be a servant in your house from now on. The father brought him back, but put a robe on him and a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet and declared to everyone, this, my son. This, my son. If you're that prodigal this morning, then this is you. You may not have known all the decisions and choices that you made, but some of them have taken you far from God, took you on a journey you never anticipated, to a far country that you had no idea the consequences of. But it was your choices, and you came to realize that. And this prodigal this morning, this one I'm talking about, is the one who left the father and made decisions and choices that took him away from the father. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. Yet the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. This prodigal is the prodigal who comes to the father for salvation. Notice, please, that when he winds up in the hog pen, he comes to an awareness of what he doesn't have and who has it. Salvation, dear people, listen to me. Salvation is not a peace pact. It's an ultimatum. You must come to God through Jesus Christ and realize you're a sinner in need of a Savior in order to be saved. In our day and age today, we got so many proud peacock people, so stubborn in their thinking that I think they think salvation is just, oh, well, you just believe in God and that's salvation. No, my friend, you realize what you have ain't working. That's called repentance. You realize what you have is not going to work for you in your life. And realizing that, you know who does have what works, and that is the Father, the Heavenly Father, who has told you that through His Son, Jesus Christ, you can come home. I'm a firm believer that repentance is essential and necessary to salvation. But repentance is not changing your life in order to be saved. Because this boy didn't take a bath and get cleaned up. He came home the way he left the pig pen, as dirty and as filthy as sin had made him. That does not mean God intends for you to embrace your wrong and your sin. He wants you to acknowledge that it's wrong and to turn in acknowledgement that it's wrong. But this kid comes home just like he comes home just like he left the pig pen, dirty, filthy, with the slop and the filth of the hog pen still on him. But he is coming to his Father. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. This prodigal we're talking about this morning. Again, which one are you? This prodigal comes to the Father acknowledging his lack, his need, that the Father has the answer, acknowledging his sin and willingness to come to the Father to get this thing made right. Are you willing to do that this morning? Are you willing to come to the Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, his Son, who died for you on the cross and paid for your sins and rose from the grave and to give you eternal life? Are you willing to do that this morning? Are you willing in repentance of simple faith to turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior? Have you done that? If you have not, then friend, you're still in the far country and you need to come home. Are you this prodigal? But Pastor, you said, which prodigal are you? So is there more than one? Oh, yes. You see, this parable has two applications and two facets to it. See, this other prodigal we want to talk about for a moment. This is a prodigal who was his father's son. And he took advantage of his inheritance when he went to his father and said, give me my inheritance. I want what I've got coming to me when you're dead. I want it now. Give me mine now. I want it now. And the far country must have been calling him, because as soon as he got that money, not long after that, see, he had a plan, an agenda. He goes to that far country. Someone told him about it. Maybe it was his older brother. See, later on in the parable, the older brother would say, your son is out there spending his money on riotous living and harlots. How did the older brother know that? Had he been to the far country? Did he tell his little brother about it? Something in the far country called him, and this son of his father took him for granted his inheritance and went to a far country. This prodigal also wasted his substance. Too busy living for himself and living the way he wanted to. Caught up in the life of the far country. Caught up in that life out there. That just drew him, and he came to it. So it wasn't his fault. Yes, it was. He made the choice. He didn't have to leave the father's house, but he made a choice to do so. Both prodigals are very similar. Their choices led them on the path away from the father. This prodigal we're talking about now, he was a son. He had an inheritance. He had a place. He had a father that loved him. He was fine where he was, but he got caught up in the thought of the far country. And he took for granted his inheritance and he went to a far country. What was he trying to do? He's trying to get away from his father. You know, like people who say, I just won't go to church anymore. What, God lives in this building? He shows up when we're here. Otherwise, it's empty. I won't have anything to do with the Bible. That doesn't make the Bible go away. That doesn't make God go away. Oh, but this prodigal, he's trying to get some distance between him and the father, and he does. This prodigal, now listen, this prodigal, he also spends his time thinking too much about himself and living too much for himself and the way he wants to live, and guess what happens? He misses the famine just like the first one did. He doesn't see it. He doesn't see the youth depleting. He doesn't see his health depleting. He doesn't see his life getting away from him. He doesn't see his relationships are all wrong now. Oh, he's got friends, but he's got the wrong kind of friends. He's got party friends. who are there as long as he's got what they need. They're there for him. I'm sick and tired of hearing people say that. Boy, that person's always there for me. How come we're not always saying, I'm always there for them? We got this selfish mentality. Always there for me. Always there for me. I'm thankful I have people who are like that in my life. But when was the last time somebody ever said, I'm always there for them? I'm always there for this person. I'm always there for that person. Not getting much of that anymore, because there's no selfish reward in just being there for somebody else. You have to give of yourself. Those party friends are not there for him, and he winds up in the pig pen. He winds up in a place he never anticipated. Bob Jones Sr. said, the prodigal son didn't choose the hog pen. He chose the road that led to the hog pen. And this son, who left his father and took his inheritance for granted, winds up in a place he never anticipated. Oh, but this prodigal, he also comes to himself. But what does he think of? He thinks of how good it was in the father's house. He thinks of what it was like when everything was right between him and his father. Not just the food on the table and not just the provision of the household. The way that the father had taken such good care of him and provided so well for him. He's thinking about his father and the provision of his father and the care of his father and the love and concern of his father. And this prodigal now, this prodigal comes to himself and says, I will arise and I'll go to my father and I'll make this thing right with him. I should have never left him. I should have never wandered off. I should have never been that person who took that path and led me away from my father. I will go to my father and say, I'm sorry and I was wrong. And maybe he'll just let me serve him again. Maybe he'll just let me come and live in the servant's quarters. And even if I could just wash his feet and take care of the clothes or do something just to be back in service to my father again. Oh, that's what I want to do. And without hesitation, he steps up out of that pig pen. He doesn't waste, look at me people, he doesn't waste time to get his things in order. He doesn't waste time to go see all those friends and say, I'm sorry, I'm going back to my father now. He doesn't waste time making arrangements with the far country. Ladies and gentlemen, he's tired of the far country. He wants out. He wants to go. He wants to leave. He wants to get away from all of this. He wants to get back to the father where he knows it's right and he was right when he was there and he's on his journey. And when he's a great way off, the Bible says his father sees him. You mean the father never gave up on him? Never. You mean the father disowned him? The father waited for him to come to himself and wake up and turn around and come back. Hey, people. And get enough distance between you and the far country where there's no quick step back. And when he was yet a great way off, his father sees him. That's my boy. He sees him. Amazingly enough, about Jesus, the Bible says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Look here. He's waiting for that step, you know. Hey, he's waiting for you to put some distance between you and the far country where you realize I'm not going back to this again. And when he was yet a great way off, the Bible said the father saw him, ran and fell on his neck, kissed that old pig slop covered neck, smelled the filth of the hog pen upon his own son, and looked at him. And the boy pushes back and says, now wait a minute, I have to do business with God. You know, if you've been to that far country, it's time to do business with God. It's time to get things right between you and your father. And he said, Father, I've sinned. And I was wrong in my choices and my decisions. And I've come today to make this right with you. Let me just serve you again. Would you just let me be your servant again? Please, Father, please. And the father never acknowledges that because, you see, the business that needed to be done was with the son. The fact that the son knew coming back to the father he would be received was sufficient enough. And he said, you put a robe on this young man, put a ring on his finger, you put some shoes on those bare feet. And then he says, this my son, get it, get the picture now. Even in the far country, he was still his son. I was talking to someone the other day, and they don't accept the doctrine of eternal security in the Bible, that once you're saved, you're always saved. And I understand their reasoning. Well, and that means you could do whatever you want and still be saved. In reality, that is what the Bible teaches. That's how secure your salvation is. And he said, look here, the prodigal son. He said he was dead. I said, the first thing he said is, this is my son. That never changed the relationship. The fellowship, not the relationship. No, we're not advocating you can live in sin and just have your salvation and go on in life and be happy. My friend, listen to me carefully. I don't care how many baths that boy took. He couldn't get the stink of the hog pen off of his body. And he couldn't get the memory of the far country out of his mind. Oh, the consequences of what he lost was far greater than what he gained. But the essential thing is this. It was still his son. This prodigal came back to his father and he was still his child. Had that drilled into his mind when he was in the hog pen? I live in a pig pen and I have a father who takes better care of me than this. Isn't it true? Does sin provide you with anything but guilt and remorse? Doesn't it just take from us and leave us nothing? Yes! But isn't it wonderful news that he still receives prodigals? He still takes us back. Is that which prodigal you are today? You got yourself away from the Father. You were a child of God when you left. And you're a child of God when you come back. And you have a Father that's amazing who will still receive you. Because just as much as he wanted you the first time you were a prodigal, he wants you the second time. But he wants you to come home on right terms. Which prodigal are you this morning? The one who left and needed to know the Father through salvation? Or the one who left and needed to know the Father through restoration? Or are you still trying to fix up the pig pen? That's what the prodigal was doing. He would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did. This kid's a knucklehead. He is one stubborn fool. He will not acknowledge that it's not working. He actually tried to make the pig pen work for him. There are some who stay in the hog pen, and it's not because they can't help themselves. It's not because they have a disease. It's not because they're codependent. It's not because they don't have a psychological awareness of the conditions of life and the circumstances in which they live. It's because they're not tired of the pig pen yet. Quit fixing up the pig pen. Acknowledge it, realize it, turn and say, oh, you know what I need to do? I need to go to my Father and get this thing right. Now here's the wonderful news this morning. He is waiting for you. You hear me? He is waiting for you. Why would he look on the horizon every day? Because he hasn't given up on that boy, and our Heavenly Father has not given up on anybody. No way. He will not give up on you. He will not. He will never leave us or forsake us. So which prodigal are you this morning? Oh, by the way, some of you would say, well, Pastor, I'm not either one, but I used to be the first one. And some would even say this morning, I was the second one. I got away from my God as his child and wandered away from him. But I've come home and I've just decided to stay home. Can I encourage you with a couple thoughts real quickly then? If you're not either one of these prodigals, don't ever forget that at one time you were both at one time. And your God loved you so much, he let you come back. And by the way, he didn't put him in the servant's quarters. He brought him in the house. And fellowship was restored and things are right. See, this prodigal son thing is very powerful in a person's life. Because it's not if we're a prodigal son. It's which one? Let's stand our feet, please, this morning. Which one are you today?